Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday, 6/21/2024. It looks as though that the war in the Middle East may be imminent. May be imminent with Lebanon, the Hezbollah, and Israel. And to a certain degree, it basically already has started. But now what's interesting to me is that... the metals are not showing it, which is interesting. And if you look at gold and you go to stevequayle.com, click on his Renaissance Precious Metals button and you go right to it. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium. You've also got all kind of other things in there too, like S&P 500, the Dow, the dollar, crude oil, et cetera. You can track and revise them along with the gold and the silver. But we got 23.24.22 on gold today. It's down $37. Now, that's interesting. Is that so that there is another day or two or whatever before it starts and that the big guys can buy the gold? And I suspect that's what it is. Silver. So gold's off $37, but we're ready, imminent, go to war in the Middle East? And I think we are imminently ready to go to war, okay? But there must be a day or two in this game where the big boys can buy it all if they can. Because the currency will be gold, silver, platinum. It'll be food. It'll be ammunition. It'll be... when it comes down to it, it's going to be thinsulate gloves in the when the winter is cold and blowing. You see what I'm saying? Whether it be the nuclear winter or what have you. I'm telling you, I foresee like those places in Turkey where they were all underground in the caves and all that kind of stuff. Due to the ice age, and the ice age could have been caused possibly by a nuclear winter, too. Because of the wars that were on this planet in the ancient times. But anyway, gold 23.24.22 is down $37. Silver 29.62, down $1.19, okay? And platinum... ah, 1001.96 plus 1280. Well, that's because the platinum is controlled all by the Russians. Russia controls most of the platinum on the planet. And their stuff is going up. That tells me that the platinum going up is the key. And then palladium, $9.89, up $35. Same type of thing there. I don't usually follow the palladium as much, but when you got platinum palladium, what you've got is the ability to produce nuclear energy, cold fusion wise. You also have the things that are most involved in production of space electronics, nuclear weapons, etc. But silver and gold are as well. But they're more in a commodity in terms of money. So therefore, if you got it down, I would urge you to contact 406-586-4840. That's Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metal. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. You tell them old Hawk sent you to get you some gold or silver or platinum or whatever, palladium, whatever you want as quickly as you possibly can. And 406-586-4840, Steve Quayle. Talk to Steve or talk to Tyler, his son, or Daryl, his capable management, or anybody else who's on the line. Tell them old Hawk sent you. And to get you fixed up with some metals quick. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the time, if we're talking about an imminent attack, which people are, war with the Lebanon and Israel, that's the Hezbollah, and that means also with the Iranians, who are the sponsors of Hezbollah. We got B-1Bs deploying. You got the Eisenhower carrier group relocating. You got all kind of stuff. And then you've got Israel, as we told you, has nuclear weapons and the Samson option. And I see Canadian Prepper talks about a subterranean type of deployment. And that has been traditionally one of the deployments that Israel has utilized from a very clever and good Mossad and from their special ops people, their Sayeret Mektals, the tip of the spear types, and all of their commandos. They have the ability over the years, they've planted in a lot of different places subterranean nuclear devices that are of a size that would blow a city, let's say, all right, or a large portion of a city, or of a key group in a city, and they put those in various places over the years to counteract the ability for their missile abilities that were lacking in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. They counteracted with putting more or less detectable nuclear devices in places in subterranean areas. So I agree with the Canadian Prepper on that. And then Hezbollah's got all kind of bunkers and all kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what, Red China Joe, who's working with Obama, don't you know, where Obama's putting his hand on Red China Joe's shoulder. And then who is it, Valerie Jarrett? Red China Joe, or excuse me, Barack Hussein Obama's Iranian communist chief of staff type person. And they've given how much money? How much money has been given to the back to the Iranians? $9 billion, I think it was. Well, what do you think they bought with that, Red China Joe? They're buying nuclear weapons. They're buying, they've got their computer program, allegedly, but I'm going to tell you what. They had nuclear weapons to start with, and then the Russians had advisors in Iran when the United States had two, three carrier groups, and I was yelling in 204, 205, 206, get our carrier groups out of the Straits of Hormuz or they're going to blow them out. Because the Iranians had 110 Super Sunburn missiles, 100 Exocet anti-ship missiles, and they had, as far as I've told you back in 2004, 40 to 50 nuclear warheads. And I screamed and screamed and screamed. I used to really, man, I would yell online like this. But I'm not going to do it tonight. I can't do it tonight that much. The breath is not as good as I'd like it to be. Lung bronchial cancer, not a good thing, let me tell you. And may Lord Jesus, if you want to pray for me, pray that Lord Jesus would provide me with a miracle to remove the cancer from my body and to restore the cellular structures and also to restore me back, body, mind, and spirit, to most optimum health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So 23, 24, 22 on gold, down $37. I think that's a buy signal. I really do. I think that's a buy signal because I'll tell you, reading old The Third World War by Albert Pike, written to Giuseppe Mazzini, the head of European Freemasonry, where he's describing in 1871 the coming three world wars. They already knew. That was the game plan. This is not a thing that's not been around for a long time. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. Now, the Illuminati is the bankers, the alumbrado, the cognoscenti, those who know, those are the top, who are then taking advantage of the differences caused by their agents, the agents of the Illuminati causing the differences and causing the fight between the Muslim Arabic world of Islam and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, where they mutually would destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on the issues, this issue, will be constrained to fight. Listen to me. Here's how you're going to have to fight the other nations on this issue we're talking about. Once more we're divided on this issue, we'll be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. I'm going to repeat that. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. Pike then says, we shall unleash, meaning the Pike and his people and the Illuminati, shall unleash the nihilists. Those are the ones that want to take everything to nil, drop it all down to zero, destroy everything, and the atheists. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. You hear what they're going to do, the Illuminati is going to do, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery. I think the origin of savagery, you're starting to see it. 12-year-old girls strangled and many other things, because the crime scene, they don't even tell you what the crime scene is like. And thrown into a creek, Texas. The mother of five in Maryland, all of the different ones, the rapes, all the stuff. This is the origin of savagery. And of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens, and this is just the start of it, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And then Pike says, not Hawk, but Pike says, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. See, they're doing this to destroy Christianity and to take away the Bible and all the kind of things that we need to be focusing on and loving. Pike says, the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. So the Luciferians are going to utilize this war and all of the stuff and the origin of savagery and all of the bloody turmoil and mess and all of this war and what's going to happen. They're going to use it to try to destroy any belief in Christianity belief in the Bible, and then introduce the true light of Lucifer, the doctrine of Lucifer. Brought finally into the public view, this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. That's the Illuminati. That's Pike. And I'm sorry to say that he was in charge of all the Freemasons of the world. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read you what Solzhenitsyn said, because it's good. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. He was a Jewish author that was put into the camps in Siberia, and they had to make gloves and mittens for the Soviet military, and they were freezing to death in the camps. And here's what he had to say. And how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, that means the old high, the EIEIOs and all the types of people in the martial law type people are going to be coming, plus any red Chinese, the Russians, whoever. If every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, I think they arrested like 250,000 people in Russia and in the Soviet Union in those days. People had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror, and at every bang on the downstairs door, at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, like a 22 handgun or a 22 rifle or a 30-06 or a deer gun or a 12-gauge shotgun or whatever it might be, a 338 Lapua like Mickey's got. The Organs would have very quickly have suffered in a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's or Red China Joe's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't have freedom enough, if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. And the happened afterward is these complete Sovietization, the communization of Russia and the Soviet Union, and sending all these people like Solzhenitsyn to the camps in Siberia. Meanwhile, Red China Joe and his crowd, they're just letting everybody into the country. Millions and millions and millions. We got Chinese out the wazoo. 6 million six million Chinese people living in America, and I know some good Chinese people, obviously, but there's a large number of them from Red China whose family are still there and under control or under the guise of potential problems. If you don't do this, we're going to kill your grandma, that kind of stuff. So meanwhile, ambassadors are evacuating Lebanon. It seems like war is imminent. Outbreak of war SteveQuayle.com. You can go up there. It's the first story. Ambassadors evacuating Lebanon. Outbreak of war deemed imminent. Diplomatic staff are still panicking, are visibly panicking as they flee. Qatarian military is drawing up plans to evacuate 45,000 people from Lebanon should a full-scale war break out between Israel and Hezbollah. Okay? So the Canadian military, is the U.S. military drawing up plans? I don't think so. And meanwhile, we're getting ready, and missiles are actually already striking deep into Russia. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. And meanwhile, Israel can't get the smart bombs that it needs or the missiles for its planes, and they're getting ready to go to war, but apparently the U.S. will have to get involved. But the U.S. has given, you see the ridiculousness of the $9 billion, I think they've changed and given it back to Iran. And meanwhile, the Houthis been shelling the Eisenhower carrier group, which is supposedly defending against them. And why don't we hit the Houthis? Why don't we hit the Houthis in dadgum Yemen and pop them good? All right? If you're going to do it, do it. All I can tell you is, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare, or if you go to Stan Deo, DEYO.com, and look under Holly's section. And I always tell you to do that because in her section, in Holly Deo's section, it still has the old printable portions. If you can't afford the book or you can't afford the time to go get the book right now, the week or whatever, but you can sure get the list that she has of food and all the different food items and when to buy it and what to buy for how many pounds for each person, for a male or a female, for a child or a, you know, or an adult, that kind of a thing. It tells you how many pounds of rice or how many pounds of wheat you might need or the different types of foods. It gives you all of that on lists. It also has lists for all the medical supplies and all the things, detailed lists that she has up there that you can print off that website and print out for yourself and start going down the list. If you've not done it yet, you need to go and start to do this quickly tomorrow, tonight, whenever after the show or tomorrow morning. Go and get some of this stuff. And then also a list of general items, tools, firearms, ammunition, playing cards, games, books, how to do it books, all the different stuff that you will need to allow you to survive. Dare to Prepare by Holly Deo. Excellent book if you can get it or if you don't already have it. No Such Thing as Doomsday by Hogue, Philip Hogue, if that can be still gotten. There's a book called Back to Basics, which has got a Back to Basics, which is an excellent book. The Fourth Turning, which tells you in general, by Strauss and Howe, what's getting ready to come. And then I'm going to tell you what. You go to Matthew 24, Matthew 25, and Jesus tells you what to do. I think it might be worth reading part of that right now again. can go right here to it. So we got Matthew 24. And ye shall hear of wars, this is verse 6 on, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass. All of these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. But wars and rumors of wars, I'm going to be very bad just in and of itself. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows, just the beginning. You wait until the demons come and all of the giant types and the fallen angels return and all the stuff. The phantasmagoric demons and creatures and entities that come through the veil. Because the veil is growing thin in the dimensions, you see. But he says, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, include the volcanoes in that. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated for all nations, of all nations, for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. This is in the red letter edition, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 24. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And that's verse 13. Jesus says in the red letters, that's his words. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them be, and let them be which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take the clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake. The elect's sake, not everybody's sake, but for the elect's sake. Those days shall be shortened. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get so bad as that if the time we're not shortened for the elect, and the elect are those that are true Christians and have a relationship with Lord Jesus, whose name is written, you see what I'm saying, under Jesus, under our Father in heaven. But now, when he tells you all of this and more about what's going to happen, what does he tell you in Matthew 25? You need to go over and read it, do you not? We've read this many times to you. This is the story of the 10 virgins, the parable. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to the 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of these were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were wise were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took their lamps and took oil with their lamps, okay? Took oil in their vessels with their lamps. I'm just trying to read this. While the bridegroom tarried and slumbered, and slept, and then they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And then all these virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish one said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him into the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. This is the red letters again, ladies and gentlemen. But he answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be prepared, and Jesus is telling you, you need to be prepared in his red letter edition. Now, while you think about lamps and lamp oil, I would also think about food and water. And I'm going to tell you, some people have a lot of long-term storage food, but they do not have enough water to reconstitute the long-term storage food. So therefore, you've got to have your gallons of water. Look up how much, when you look at long-term storage food, how much it takes to reconstitute one of those cans or how much ever you have. You need a lot more water than you think you do, and I would tell you that you need to get it in if you can, in smaller barrels, smaller blue barrels. I have big ones with a pump. And I put back like 12 of the 50-gallon drums and the blue drums, which are the food grade. And I treated them with the oxygen absorber stuff, the oxygen treatments. Used to be called, It was aerobic 7 or something like that. And that was good for 5 years of treatment to keep out any of the bacteria, any of the kind of stuff. And I think that it does a great deal because I haven't unsealed them. However, I would now run it with the pump through a Berkey, British Birkfeld filtration system, or through the Pure, P-U-R, Alexa Pure, or through the Katydyn systems. And you can always boil the water for a few minutes. And you can run it through as well. But I'm telling you, that is what needs to be done to use to reconstitute the food. And you're going to need both that. But I would also tell you, as well as the long-term storage food, and I've told you many, many times, if you've got a good can of Progresso soup, or chunky soups, or Dinty Moore beef stew, or Chef Boyardee, or Franco-American spaghetti and meatballs, or whatever it might be, or other cans of food, in terms of like pears, peaches, applesauce, you know what I'm saying, fruits and vegetables. Onions, potatoes, whatever it is. Tuna fish, cans and cans of tuna fish. I'm going to tell you what, I had a tuna fish salad today. Excellent. But you need to get that. Cans of chicken, of the chicken breast. Spam. All of these things. I'm going to tell you what. They're going to be needed to eat. You do not want to go into the famine, and you need to get as much of this stuff as you can. Because, ladies and gentlemen, famines are talking about when you have a famine, you starve. When you don't have enough water, you cannot function. And I'm going to tell you what. You'd better listen to the words of Lord Jesus. Right there in Matthew 25. Oh boy, oh boy. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hello to the Allegheny gang. God bless you. Fish mox is now available. Moxicillin, the fish antibiotics are another good thing to have. A nurse, Amy, and the good doctor have talked about these for years. Where there is no doctor, the books and stuff, where there is no doctor, where there's no dentist, that kind of a thing. But if you go to Fish Mox, fishflex.com, you're going to need these when it comes to the time for medical supplies. And thanks for reminding me there, the Allegheny gang, and I'll tell you what, you got the toughest beagle named Ben I've ever heard about. He's a bear chaser. God bless you all out there. But fish mox is available again. It's amoxicillin. Now, you can read, you can go online, you can say best antibiotics for different conditions, that kind of stuff. You can read and you'll see it on different medical websites. You could say, I think you could also see it up there at Mayo's. You might have it on some of their stuff, like what's the best antibiotic for a nasal infection or for a this infection or that infection or a staph infection or whatever it might be. And they'll tell you. But in general, you go to Fish Mox, Fish Flex, you can get amoxicillin, which is a derivative of penicillin. You can get also penicillin. And I would tell you to urge you to get the 500 milligram deals. And I have taken in the past 300-500 milligrams of amoxicillin for various infections and different things. And it's worked out. You also have cephalexin, or what the old brand name used to be. A lot of people remember it was Keflex, but it was cephalexin, which is another good antibiotic. But they have all kind of other antibiotics as well. I'm going to click on it right here to see what they've got to tell you. Just I can tell you what they've got. Fish Mox Forte, 500 milligram amoxicillin. All right? Get the biggest number you can get. You can get, I think, 100 tablets of that. And they have some expense to them, but I'll tell you. Then you've got Fish Flex Forte. That's strong. Cephalexin, 500 milligram, 100 count. Then you've got Zithromycin. Okay? Zithro was also something that we would take when we were dealing with the COVID. And you've got metronidazole, you've got Zithro, and all kind of stuff here that you can get, and I would urge you to get whatever you can get. And they've got different groups where you can get a deal if you buy three or four of them, that kind of thing. But I'm going to tell you what. Oh, here's Fish Sulfa. Fish Penicillin Forte. That's penicillin 500 milligram if you just want that. So all kind of stuff that you can get. And you go to Fish Flex, Fish Mox, FishFlex.com. Fish Mox, M-O-X, FishFlex.com. And put some of it away if you can. We always know that the Lord knows that some of you can't, but I'm going to tell you, if you can ask the Lord to find you somebody that can assist you, as long as you can provide some kind of service to the other person, you may find somebody who can help you in your local area. And then you could, in effect, stand guard for them in exchange. You could be a fighter or a defender or whatever, or help to garden or help to feed livestock or whatever it might be with a farmer or a rancher. These are the things to think about real quick, like, if you can. Now, I'm going to tell you, I talked to you yesterday evening about the E6s. Two E6s were up, one all day long, and then the next one, as the other moved out because of fuel, the other moved into the Great Lakes and Superior of their northeast of Duluth, near that National Seashore Wilderness kind of area up there. Not far from the Canadian area, but been in that area, and then also where you can go down into Lake Michigan and then go back to the rest of the Great Lakes. And they were looking for what? Well, we told you last week about a freighter up there in the Lake Michigan that was a large, big freighter of some sort. And it's in the deepest part, one of the deepest part of the lakes, and it hits something. Something hits it in the bottom. And they couldn't figure it out. They didn't say it, but I'm going to tell you, this week after that, they're up there looking for the Russian submarines that lay flat on the bottom that have nuclear weapon capability to blow a great lake and to send a wall of water. Send that wall of water down and to hit the cities and the coastlines, whether it be Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, etc., all the different Great Lakes. And we told you that this stuff, these rush subs, had been brought in on what would be constituted to be new type Russian, and this is from deep background sources, okay, people who know. And I've seen the picture of a Russian vessel that was supposedly, quote-unquote, a research-type facility or research vessel or, you know, or a freighter or something that had cargo compartments on the sides that were kind of neat or unusual, but they could house a small submarine or more. And I told you that they brought them down the St. Lawrence Seaway, and they did. And yes, there are docks and there are places to look and all that stuff, but when you've got a ship that don't say fly the Russian flag, but something else, but it's really in effect a Russian spy ship. And then once they get into deeper water, then they unleash in the St. Lawrence Seaway or in the Great Lakes themselves. They unleash and then they go to the bottom. These Poseidon, Russian Poseidon subs that are nuclear weapon devices that can be sitting on the bottom for over a year. And then either woken up with a satellite or radio broadcast or on a timer of themselves, they can wake up and then rise up and then explode or go to a shore, near a shore and explode and create a tsunami wave in the Great Lakes. This is what they're looking for up there, and they should be looking for it. And we have told them for over a year now, way over a year, and they've been looking for them for over a year. And yesterday I told you that we had another surveillance aircraft come out of Tampa, out of Dilleyburg, go up the coastline. And it went on up into the coastline of the East Coast and then on up to the St. Lawrence Seaway to look, see what's going on. And I'm going to tell you what, they don't send these things up there if there's not a real threat from that, and we've been telling you about the real threat for a long time to warn you so you could get ready and to warn the United States military, who seems to be more interested in red high heel shoes and hookadookas and all the kind of stuff that they do when the doors are closed, you see, and all the southern command and this command and that command. And all the lesbian commanders and admirals and generals and all the stuff and the queers. And it's just ridiculous. And they're not training to fight the enemy. They're not training to fight the Red Chinese. They're not training to fight the Russians. And they go out to look for the Russian boats. And the Russian boats are already off 12-mile limit right outside of Miami. Or the Russian submarine at 200 kilometers up surfaces and talks on the 40-meter ham band to the hams, and none of that has been disproven, or nobody ever even said that Hawk was wrong, because Hawk had the good sources in the deep background. And we're letting you know that you need to be ready to go. And you need to listen to what Lord Jesus had to say in Matthew 25. USA is on the highest alert. Should very well be. Could very well be. And I'm going to tell you what. If you look at the money situation and the dollar, and if you look at the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and the BRICS currency is going to be partially backed by gold. As the Chinese yuan is partially backed by gold, which we talked about years ago before Trump was brought into office, they were getting ready to unleash a new yuan or renminbi that would be backed by gold to destroy the dollar back then. So that's getting ready to happen. So I think you might need to take advantage of the lower price on gold today, minus -$37. Call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. Leave your name and number. They'll call you back. They'll get something to you, and they can do it quickly. Steve has got on the hoop in various places, centralized locations, and anywhere in the country, they can get it to you quick. They can ship it to you in a day or 2 days. Go ahead and do it that way if you can, because you need to have it. Need to have it. And let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and wanted, believe you me. RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. You can talk to me there, but anything, Federal Reserve notes, easiest, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, easiest, or platinum, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And all, ladies and gentlemen, the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Dave and Debbie, and God bless them. These missionaries have been in Indochina for years, and the Indochina people are on fire for the Lord Jesus. And if you donate to this, Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, and you donate to the Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And pray to the Lord Jesus that Dave and Debbie's health is improved and is strengthened, and that Debbie's broken arms and wrists are healing. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And to all those out there, may the Lord Jesus thank you for all that you do and all the prayers you give. Now, the Gulf Coast also has Russian subs in it because they had the E-6 out there too. And they had another E-6 that went off the coast out, oh, sort of like Atlantic City, and went out about 200 miles looking up and down the coast because there are more Russian submarines and Russian vessels. And the West Coast has them as well. Probably 10 to 11 Russian subs off the East Coast, 10 to 11 Russian subs off the West Coast and off the Gulf Coast. Probably several, one or two. And this does not look well or good. And with the space weapons that Russia has put up recently, then you've got a situation, ladies and gentlemen, where you've got the possibility that our space assets could get nailed. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about satellites. satellites for the economy, satellites for money, for trading stocks, bonds, for the banking transactions, satellites for our military. And if they destroy those, and we have anti-satellite weapons as well, don't get me wrong, but the Chinese have used them against us, and the Russians have used them, and we've used them against them at a time or two, I would suspect. But you're moving the Eisenhower. You got the B-1Bs en route with nuclear weapons, the B-1B bombers. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready for war, like Lord Jesus has to say, war, rumors of war, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, because those are just the beginning of sorrows. And when you're going to have a jillion demons howling outside your windows, then you better look to the cross, and you better look to praying to the Lord Jesus to save you and to protect you, and our Father in heaven to save and protect you. And don't go out and listen to the voice of the devil. Listen to the voice of the demons talking like it's your old mother or your old grandma or your grandpa saying, oh, yeah, come on outside, sonny, you know. No, 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 no. You better pray and put your head down in prayer and pray to the cross. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. That's what I'm telling you to do. And that's what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen. Because the U.S. is on alert. War probably is imminent in the Middle East, Lebanon, and the Hezbollah in Israel. And Israel probably will have to use a nuclear weapon because Hezbollah has thousands upon thousands of missiles. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Ladies and gentlemen, stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights, for your farm, your ranch. Protect your food and water. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready, but mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the true Americans, the Bill of Rights Americans. Road and track and little L, God bless you. Lord Jesus loves you. Tell your dad and mom hello. And listen to what your dad's got to say. He's very smart and a good one. Old Warren Soul Drive, God bless you down there. Mickey Lapua, Mickey, stay on the optics, baby, and squeeze that trigger. Don't jerk it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you and urge you to go out and prepare again and again and again and add a little more to it. You can only get another can of Progresso soup or Denny Moore stew or whatever it might be. Go ahead and get that, because that's going to be a ration for a day for one person. Every meal for a day for one person. A ration for the entire day, not one meal.